name is Faria, aka Fari Oro, and I'm back with the crew, of course.
Yeah, I go by the name Lucas.
Please give me my mic. Give us.
Have I introduced myself?
I'm not interested. And the number one podcast actually. So yes. I have an announcement. Something to tell you in the last student.
Yes.
Ruby Rose, when you guys before you enter in lag, you see 10 of her. And it got to a point that she asked her, like, what is she in lag? People should stop asking.
Are you serious?
Yes now. She said, what is she in lag? So that's it. We have two new guests. Right,
yep.
Yeah. And they will be joining us for the first time, and I'll allow them, you know, introduce themselves, starting from my right.
Hi everyone, my name is Ire Ayomi Gold, and I am a 300 level law student of the University of Lagos.
Period. The best faculty.
Unilag and
Hi guys. My name is Precious. I like to go by the name Vincenzo. You get it, yeah. So yes, I would just like to make an announcement so some people don't feel threatened, but it's a fact.
Yes.
Chelsea is the greatest club in the world.
No, don't give me the mic.
Anyway, I'm not done with my introduction. That's an announcement. Well, like I'm a 400 level law student of the University of Lagos, the most prestigious, audacious, and finest.
This session is over.
See, we are for a replacement for Toby.
That's true.
Nice one. Let's report the podcast to the podcast. And you saw this thing. So there's a gang up against me here. I don't know what's going on.
There's no gang up. Don't worry.
The three of them.
Relax.
Don't worry.
You have me.
Wow. What's going on here?
Go together. Let's go. I'm ready. Bring it on.
So yes, guys, this episode is for freshers. You're not in fresher, please. Well, some part of the episode is for you. But for the years, the first part of this episode is for freshers. So this is the ultimate guide for you, like freshers. If you just got admission, I don't know if you tell you congratulations though, or you just signed your death sentence.
It's admission in progress.
If you have said congratulations, I'm admitted. Let me first say congratulations, Sha. Like, it's very difficult to get admission in Nigeria.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult now because the competition is so stiff. And now education is very expensive. So yeah, congratulations. Welcome to the School of First Choice and
Nations Pride.
Whatever.
On paper.
Yes, on paper. Whatever.
Come on.
Happy for you. Good luck. But
imagine going through competition to see Shege.
That's what you did the first time to fertilize the egg. You went through competition.
I mean he was probably refreshing the browser to check his admission and then now he's saying it.
The first thing that you do as a human being is run to fertilize the egg and then you still see shaking from the day. Even in Nigeria.
We know the rest. From KG2. From that time where we switched from pencil to barrel. That's where my problem started.
Well, my own problem is start from there because I didn't do KG. I didn't do crash.
What did you do?
I just went to primary one.
Are you serious? Wow, that's so smart. Because actually, what are they teaching us? Like, how to write ABC was something you can actually learn from YouTube, to be honest.
You what?
I don't like that.
You know what?
Yes, people learn. people are like, see, baby, are 6 months. They're already watching me. YouTube, you know, baby's
brains. No, YouTube per se.
Music, sounds, like videos, the line, yes. You can unschool your child, yes. Anyway, so we're just here to give you like some tips, bits and tips on how, you know, you can navigate
as a fresher.
Being a lag fresher, things that help fresher, you, like, things that we're not told that we have to learn ourselves. So yes, let me start with. Who should I start with? Okay, you.
Let me go first.
I've conquered
first. As the only graduate here.
Whatever.
So tip for freshers.
Okay.
Tip for freshers. Let me just start with the basic tips as a broke nigga. As a broke nigga.
Transportation. No carry cab.
But this is very basic and very simple. Okay. That I used it in my year 1, year 2, year 3 and year 4, and so it was very effective. So this is what I do. Skip, you know, you have to skip to, you know, to cut your cost. Skip breakfast, skip lunch. And an effective way to do that. It's go for overnight. I know some people don't know how to do it, but here's how to do it. Go for overnight. When you come back to your stairs, sleep around 6-7. That's if you don't have morning classes. Sleep around 6-7. Then wake up. Try as much as possible. Wake up around 2-3. Don't wake up 1, because when you wake up 1, basically haven't skipped breakfast. So wake up around 2-3. So that way.
Now wait for before you.
You wait before. After waking up around three. Cook beans, knowing that beans will take. Why are you surprised? Knowing that beans will take like 1 hour.
We cannot remember. He's actually talking. So your experience is like year 1 experience.
Experience is too detailed.
Year 1
experience. I'll give them detailed stuff now so they will know how to go.
Wrap it up.
Okay, let them be detailed. Just go for overnight. That way you skip first. You skip lunch.
School is just resuming. There's no fucking overnight.
Yeah, actually.
You can do overnight in your hostel. Oh, you don't have to go for overnight in the.
Thank you, Toby. Please give us a tip.
That's a survival strategy that you should take note of.
Survival strategy, yeah. I know that money will be pushing you. They gave you pocket money and all of that. But one thing you should know that any trekking distance, no carry car.
Stop carrying car from New York to campus. Why, don't do that.
No carry car from New York to campus. And I'm going to send you a carrying car. If you want to manage your money when it comes to transportation, the people you are working with, make sure like they are like these guys like you. Because if everybody's carrying car at that point, you want to be there. That put me year 1. My last car is a carrying car.
It can never be me.
So that's basically like they want to like walk or like, I want to do exercise or probably just like
I want to check something
over there so that you excuse them and you use your legacy. Trekking more, you know more places.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you get yourself familiar with the school environment, the terrain and all of that. So, that alone, you are going to cut cost. And at the same time, you get to meet people on the road. And you get to burn energy and you get to know places as well.
So, I have a tip. Not everything is about money, basically. Some people are actually like pretty okay. And as a fresher, they'll give you a lot of money because they believe that, okay, you're just entering school. You have a soft landing, something like that. So, I would say something that affected me, like on my first week of resuming school, my first year, it was that classes don't actually start in the first week. I'm not saying for everybody, but I don't think classes will necessarily start in the first week. So please, I know freshers, they're always so overzealous. They always want to go for classes. Next thing we are resuming, we're already seeing them on suits, corporate wears.
And they are
bags. With that bag, I wish to wear secondary school. I just want to say, just relax. Like, understand that you're excited or you want to be on your A game as you've gotten admission, but just relax. Like, if I don't know if you have a class rep now, but if you have not gotten any info that the lecturer is in class, you don't have to leave your room. Like, just calm down and relax. In my year one, like the first week, we walked around. Like, we first went to the annex was in construction. So we used to have classes in Julius Greiger, we have classes in
Afelabalala
and stuff like that. So we would first go to the faculty, then they would tell us that, that's not where the classes are happening, that's another year is having a class there. Then they will ask us to go to Afelabalala. Then we'll go there, they will still tell us that
multi-purpose.
They will tell us that what are you doing here? Is this your faculty? They will chase us, we'll go to Afe, we'll go to Julius Greiger all the way down at science. So like, if you've not gotten any confirmation where your classes are supposed to be, if you've not gotten a timetable, you have no business going for class. Do you understand? Just relax. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. Being that one is very, very odd. So don't walk up and down because you are very anxious or overzealous to, you know, get your classes in. Just relax. For the first week, try to figure out like what's going on. Try to figure out your class dynamics, your timetable, where your classes are, the venues, maybe your lecturers, your class rep too. So you can have adequate information that you get.
Yes, there's the issue of attendance.
For those that will be taking this advice, it's not like you should not go to class. I know those classes don't really matter, right? But for the experience of it, and for the fact that you are meeting new people, your classmates, your coursemates, you are getting introduced to them. So that's like an opportunity to like get to know them, make friends. So just use it as an avenue to like meet your coursemates. And please, like, don't hold back. Try to like start a conversation.
Communicate, talk to people.
Don't isolate yourself. So one big thing is that mingle with as much of your coursemates you can and talk to people.
Well, as much as you are mingling, be very stingy with information about yourself, because there are people that you're going to meet in like your first week, second week, even first month, first year, in fact, that you find out they're not like the people you thought they were. And when they have a lot of information about you, see finish, don't enter. So be careful. But that's not even my own tip, because when you're a fresher, your emotions are very high. So I did diploma before entering, before doing year one. I did not do diploma to enter yet, so I just did diploma before entering faculty as a year one student. So I used to look up to every single official in this school. Now, I'm telling you that, you know, I'm not saying that the officials are not good people, but not everybody can give you advice, or not everybody should make you cry, because I cried a lot. Because first time, I went to a class. I was supposed to be in that class. Obviously, I just wanted to do law, and that was where it was in Faculty of Law for diploma students. And this woman said the classes were filled up. And I said, I paid 500 and something thousand for diploma. What should I go to? Go to FSS. I want to do law. But I did not know that you can actually just go for art classes anywhere, either FSS or Faculty of Law. And this woman did not explain it to me. She just sent me. You sent me that I'm coming from Ibadan out of the class. Mm-hmm. My parents paid 500 or something. I thought my life had ended. I started crying. Then I went to School of Foundation Studies. And then this woman explained. I kept crying. I said, ma, please just let me go to law. I don't want any other faculty. Just let me sit down. And the woman just said, just explain. Sat me down, explained, took me to class. The director of the entire foundation school, because I was not taking it from anybody. So do not let officials toy with your emotions. You might go somewhere, they'll send you out of the office. Calm down. Go to maybe an older student or something. Because these people, they don't really actually care about you. Just don't let them feel your emotions.
So on relationships.
It's not me that told you that one.
Girlfriend and boyfriend. Okay. So you and should calm down.
This book you kept to read.
People should calm down on relationships, right? Okay. So, as a fresher, you've been meeting a lot of new people, right? And there's this notion that you think you know people. Now, I'll give you a personal experience. So, my real first Android phone was stolen in this school, right? Right at Love Garden. And I thought I knew the person. This person, I had been seeing the person around. We talk, we chat, and then one very fortunate day, right? Yeah. So this person wanted to make a call, asked me for my phone, and I was just standing, and then I was like, okay, the person was calling, and then one of my friends just called me, oh, Precious. Then I turned, and you know, split second, turn back, couldn't see this person. Do you know how Love Garden is very big? Like, yeah. I didn't even know where to look. Like, I was confused. I went home that day. I slept. I could not wake up to go for class the next day, because while everybody was leaving, I'm like, Precious, are you not going to school?
How did you even get information on the classes?
I'm like, no, I'm just tired. I will go later. But truly speaking, I was broken. Yeah. And that's
heartbreak.
That's one thing you need to watch out for.
Imagine losing your phone first week of resumption.
Imagine losing your phone a week to exam.
Oh, well.
It's terrible.
Yeah, so one thing I need, you need to be very wary of relationships, right? Yeah. And
don't
you
trust people.
Yeah, don't trust people anyhow. I mean, be sure you know this person, because you will see a lot of people. Yeah.
Me, I have one, though. Yes, all these ask questions for relationships. Please, don't. It's not that because you're for relationships. You will not see me on the road. Are you a fresher? therefore, we are not mates. They love it, Precious. They love to ask. They love to look for their kind.
The only way they see like,
oh hi, are you Precious? If I give you slap, just drink slap. Anybody have any other tips?
Yeah, the issue of attendance. I don't know if it's the same thing in everywhere or it's different in some other faculties.
I can speak for science.
Law is very specific. Yeah. I speak for law.
Okay, for science.
So yeah, I'll science, talk about law.
There's nothing important about attendance in your first year, especially in your first semester. Yeah. And that's what everybody's looking up to. Attendance, and it actually means shit. But you have to be there for attendance, thinking that, okay, at the end of the semester, they say, okay, attendance carries this mark. But it's actually not. Even some practicals, they don't carry any mark. Okay, but then, as a professional, you are always zealous and those. So, you want to be there, you want to be there.
Wow. Yes, if you're not a law student, you have no business worried about attendance. That's the truth.
Actually.
It's just, that really is just on paper, except for law. If you're a law fresher, you have to take it very seriously. But if you're not, you don't need it. Like, to be honest, you can go for classes, you may not go for classes.
When I was really in doesn't year matter. One, my brothers used to tell me that all these classes you are going for, you are just wasting
time. But you know the problem there? There's this part of you that will feel like my mates are inside class.
My mates are inside class. What am I doing?
Like you're unserious.
It's not like beauty conscious. Like it will be pricky that I'm supposed to be somewhere where my parents sent me to be, and I'm currently here wasting my life away. So there's just a point of view that like, oh, I'm wasting my time.
You will just have to strike
and
a balance.
The most unfortunate thing is that you not go to that class, you sit at the back, you hear
anything.
They were like two faculties.
Two faculties, engineering, environmental science, in the same class.
Imagine like up to 700 students.
The whole of the faculty, not as big as sciences, the whole of the faculty is in one class.
I think education too,
they will join you together inside that.
So yes, in your first year, you'll be doing a lot of borrowed courses, and there's some courses, different, like four faculties are doing it, like my first year, like sociology, now FSS, law, arts, education, we're doing all those courses together.
Accounting,
so like, we hardly heard anything. Those courses are fucking useless.
No, like, I mean, like,
psychology, sociology, those accounting, yeah, we did courses with them. So, like, you really don't have to stress yourself much. But go for the first few classes and see how it is so you know how you navigate. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say something else. Please, I beg you, don't do overnight for GST. Please read your main courses. I have people always say, oh, what should I read for GST? I'm so scared. You just need 40 marks for GST. I'm not saying that you shouldn't read or you should not be prepared at all, but all you have to do is get past questions for your GST. That's all you need. Me, I've never read for GST. What I do, I just go through past questions the night before my exam. But yeah. I will not, you will not say that you heard it from my own mouth, though. There's no way you're not going to say, I don't want to know how dumb that this person is.
Well, I said some people, they carry over GST.
The problem is a mistake somewhere.
It's a generational
like,
it's your village people.
No, like you failed it too. It's probably maybe like some sort of like technical issues. It's always technical issues, not
so maybe when you miss your test.
Or
yeah,
probably,
you didn't have to prepare for the exam.
Yeah, probably your score didn't come out. Your exam score didn't come out. That's I think what happened.
Yeah, except that like I don't want to believe that anybody actually failed GST. Do you understand? Then, yeah, don't miss tests. GST usually has like two tests. Always write. Do all your tests, no matter how irrelevant it is. Even your actual main courses, don't miss tests. One or two marks can help you. One or two marks can help you get, you know, I don't know, C or
what are you saying? Is it for GST?
GST is a P or
No, you're saying that for all courses. For all don't courses. Miss any tests. Oh, don't think that anything is irrelevant. Why don't miss any tests. One or two. You know, freshers, they always Is it not 70? Yeah, I should be able to get.
If I get like 20 in this one, like get like.
20, I should get 50.
I should get 50 in the exam. Just add 20.
You just add 70. Yeah,
what's
happening? Let me tell you, it doesn't work like that. Lecturer math is different from regular
math.
My first test in faculty of arts.
Daramola.
I had 2.5 over 20.
I had 4 over
10. F or
4 over 20 or 10?
10. Okay. I had 4 over 10.
I had 2.5.
I followed Wumi to go and collect that script.
Just
I was sure. See, I was saying minus. Like no, no.
Wait, the minus, was it because your writing was not legible enough?
Or you're already mad.
I don't understand, but you see, that day I saw these scores and I was like, okay, calm down. It was an essay. So I'm like,
yeah, that's what you write an essay.
Throughout my whole existence in secondary school,
I've never got
I had not gotten nothing less than 8/10 in an essay. And then I was seeing 1, 2, -0.
Okay. Can people fail that test
though? I saw mine 4. I just folded my script. I kept it in my bag.
But then you saw it other people.
Actually, I saw someone that got 6, and then I had to like take the script. I said, okay, let me see what this person wrote that I make the best to guess. And I discovered that.
So, yeah.
This man literally circled my name. This is not the proper way to write your name.
Wow. He was comment on. Oh, like, he told me I'm not
like.
So yeah, sorry. Let me round it up. Like, literal math, Nigerian lecturer math is very different. So your first test may be very bad. The way they score people in university is very different from secondary school. Secondary school, you get it over 10, kindergarten, you're getting 99/100. It doesn't have to get. They don't want you. I'm not saying you cannot get it, but like the probability of you getting this. I just want to tell you that if it happens and you get that kind of score, don't think that you are not smart or that you're not good. Like, because that's the first thought. It's like a culture shock coming from like secondary school, you're getting all these awards, and then your first test to university, you're having 2.5/10. You now feel dull. Don't feel dull. Just, you know, try to find out your mistake. Try to find out what the lecturer wants. Then just move on, to be honest. Life will go on.
Like, when he said he took someone's script and the person had 6, you might actually read the script and be wondering what is
wrong. What is, like, something you cannot understand.
Better than this person.
You may even do better.
So that's why my next point is that do not compare yourself with anybody.
Thank you.
You might see someone playing, partying, and by the time you people's results will come out, you were languishing in the library. Don't compare yourself with anybody academically and financially, because some people, they just like what their pocket money is something you actually have to also for. So sometimes just buy things and it's just like 0.5 of their pocket money, and you actually have to save like 3 months allowance to buy that thing, and then you want the same thing that they want. My dear, don't do it. If there's something that you want to get because someone has, make sure you're doing it comfortably. Don't just buy stuff or want to be like every other person. And then don't say because, oh, this person is my friend, person is not going to the library, don't let me go to the library. You'll be shocked. You'll be times 10 shocked. So don't just compare yourself to anybody. You're different. Your backgrounds are different.
Absolutely.
Yes. Also, I'm coming. I want to put you on a point. Getting good grades, to be honest, is almost not in your power. It's almost not about what you have done or even the effort that you have put sometimes. It's almost out of your control. I posted it on my status yesterday that being a law student is not by how smart you are, to be honest. The circumstances most times are beyond your control. We don't even know the criteria that they use to mark these things, because
there's no feedback mechanism.
Like, you don't know what you have done wrong. You write all the rules, you apply everything well, you will still fail. Like, you don't know why. We really don't know why. So
I answered a question for 1 hour and I was sure that out of 20 I was supposed to have nothing less than 18. Like, I got 14, but over
the most painful experience I had in my life was when I saw my results and I saw that I had 6/20. You know, contract is 20/20/20.
Yeah.
And I had 6/20 in the question. And I was like, the question I thought,
that's
not mind blown. And because, like, I just thought if I just answered another question that I thought I didn't really know that much, I wouldn't have had 6. And just because the lecturer did not probably agree with my school of thought.
Yeah.
And that was what happened to me. And I had 69 in that course. And I was pained to my bone marrow. Please don't.
Wait, and the 69 did not turn to 70.
He did not.
They
will not.
No.
Wow.
Okay. You know, if you remember my last episode, I said something about my script in year 2 that I complete. So
yes.
A friend listened to the episode and I came to my game and I told me, which extra were you talking about? And I told him the name and what happened there. And we actually we talked about the experience and like, these guys don't even mark these scripts, because if they did, because you know, if you remember very well, I said when I opted to see my scripts, immediately called me the following morning. It was first thing to wake me up the following morning and called her. I've added 10 marks too. Like, I'm like, why 10 mark, not 9, not 11, not 12? And the question is, I want to see my script, right?
Yeah. Why are you not responding?
Why are you not responding?
Well, maybe he didn't mark it.
I've reviewed your script and I've given you 10 marks. He said he has given
shut
me 10
up,
marks.
Shut up and leave me.
I should be grateful. Uh-huh. And he said something that day that I knew that something was so suspicious about that thing. He said, it's not like you should not be telling your friends now.
So that's
about that. I want to say about the fact that your grades, most time you cannot actually determine them. See, and coupled with what you said about when you're without money, like when your friends have money, like they can comfortably do some stuff which you can't do. It's the fact that year one or we are not from the same background. Okay. So people can comfortably afford to pay for extra lessons and all like that. Mm-hmm. And you are still battling with Sapa. Like I can tell you this when I was in year one, all I was thinking about what am I going to eat tomorrow?
So let me
remain small food tomorrow. And there's a friend you're like, I want to go and buy that Tezuk. People are buying that. During that, when they do fumigation for bed box, everybody left. You know, I didn't go home because Kofo left his textbook in school and I had the opportunity to read it. So it's when he left, instead of going home, I had to like read the old textbook, jot down important notes that I now go back. So I read the old textbook from front to back. That opportunity of 5 days that they gave us. So things are going to happen like that, and some of you will not be able to like afford past questions. They're going to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
So find an opportunity to find your friends that have those past questions. Read at your own leisure time. And some of you will be attending tutorials. Mm-hmm. If you can have mingle with those that have attended, what are you guys thought? And you get information. And about that past question, if you have any friend that has bought past questions,
just borrow. You don't have to buy.
And don't worry, my team and I are working on something which will be like announced very soon to simplify past questions for students. So we're working on a digital copy for it. But then I'll go into
student
detail.
General,
yeah, for student general, we are currently working on it and very soon I'm going to launch it. So
yay!
That's what I just said because especially those of you that are coming from a strong background, you are going to face a lot here.
Cannot use better English, so.
So if you are coming from the trenches or more, I think it's just here because reality is very, very different.
Yeah.
And you come in here, you see that Unilag is like a semi private.
Peer pressure is really Unilag.
And honestly, you know, like, see, when I was year one, I know, think of Francis, like, there were days I would go back to, I would go and cry, like, Francis, I don't know what to do. Because my cousin wanted to go to UI. My cousin said he went to UI, and I used to go to UI. And I saw the light there. It was so easy. I could cope and I could buy things easily. I could afford many things. I came into Unilag and so many things I could not afford. So in lifestyle, I could not cope with. So I was like, God, this is like a whole new reality, cultural shock. So it's going to happen to many of you, especially when it comes to accommodation.
Mm. We have to come accommodation.
That accommodation is like a big problem. That's like when I see people
maybe
coming from a far distance, especially those that don't even know the reality of things in Lagos. And you need like, and you're probably like, your aim of coming is because you heard you're paying 21k in Unilag, and Unilag is nature's pride, and it's only 21k now. And I'm very sorry for those of you that have filled jam form and gotten admission before the fees was increased.
Sorry for
this. There's actually no way to empathize with you. You're probably going to face it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to do that for the next 4 years. And so that's about that. And make friends and be careful of who you make, because the friends you make too could actually like soften your life or reduce your body in some way. Because some of us were able to like have people that were like squatted us at that time, like we could squat with, so which made things easy. Me, I had a friend that like which actually like helped me. We had to buy space and we didn't even pay up on time. It was something that like borrowed me my own part of the money and I later refunded you. So it was like that's like the beauty of making friends, right? And that's why you have to be very careful who you make friends with. It's very, very important. Your friends could make or mar you. So what I'm saying in essence is that don't allow that peer pressure to get into you. You know, and just whatever you think you can afford, just do it. You'll be fine. Don't worry. In 2 years, you'll get into the system and you work very fine and you find your way. Don't worry.
Please don't pressure yourself. Like, it's okay if you cannot eat 3 times a day.
Yeah.
It's okay if you can't eat twice a day. It's okay if you don't understand something in the first week, in the second week, in the first month. It's okay if you don't understand. Like, the important thing is that you're putting in the work to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to people that look like they understand. they're yeah. trying to borrow. In my first few years in New York, I was borrowing books from my old, like, people that I was afar, like, I'll try to talk to them, get to know them, and I'll ask them, oh, do you have books? They don't need the books anymore, to be very honest. Except you're trying to keep a library or whatever. You don't need those books. Like, most times they aren't them, even not you now, because I knew how I struggled in my first few years in New York. Now, once I have books, I hand them down. Although, I mean, just ask them to return it so I can give to other people in other years. Do you understand? There are always people that give out their books. I don't need them anymore. So just try to find out. It's okay. Like, don't feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You're not the only person. Exactly. Do you get it? Nobody will tell you. Everybody does their package. Do you get it?
Of course.
I had a textbook. I didn't have to say, oh, I borrowed it. Nobody gives it for. As long as you have a textbook, it doesn't matter where you got it from. Do you understand? Don't pressure yourself at all. Don't feel bad that you're not in the same, I don't know what to call it. You're not in the same shoes or, like, you know, whatever with the next person. Just focus on your own. So this guy was a scholar. I was always talking in class. I don't mention his name because he's very popular in this faculty. We're in the same class. When we first came, you know, when we first, like, came, obviously, we just resumed. He was always answering questions. He was always doing this. Any small thing, before lecture has finished, has said something, he'll finish his words. Things that we're not even supposed to know. He had already known them. I used to feel so bad, like, what's going on? Did we enter the same? What is actually going on? Are we both students?
Are you sure?
I just feel so intimidated. But, like, when results came out, he had a D. I'm like, so what was I not pressuring myself? If you like, shout. If you like, answer all the questions. If that's what you get, is what you get. It doesn't matter. Focus on your own journey.
Reflect on your transcript.
Exactly. Focus on your own journey. Nobody, they're not going to count how many times you answered questions in class, to be honest. And it doesn't matter whose lectures as you licked. It doesn't fucking matter, to be honest. So don't be pressured by all those things. They don't matter. What matters is the effort that you're putting in and the fact that they are coming out well. That's it.
Okay, so I'll just say this real quick, right? If you're coming from the secondary school, you're probably the star boy. But you're the star girl, right? You are the head boy or head girl. So now, I need you to verify Jude from that reality. Here is what we call a convergence of head boy and head girls. Yes. Everybody here. Almost every faculty has, right? Engineering, medicine, pharmacy. These are like Calvipedia, Spelling Bee, Olympiad. You have people that have. Exactly.
So you're not special, to be honest.
You just need to.
My first message is that my friend was calling me, don't kill them, they are me.
Exactly, law. You're not special. Everybody is smart in their own way.
So, you need to very well snap out of that reality and understand that, see, you are dealing with people that are kings in their own right. So, when you do not understand something, just easily ask. And the next thing is, see, as a fresher, there's this notion for you to believe that the lecturer has explained, you understood it, and then you are fit to take the exam. Now, you've read the past question, you're like, I will kill them for this exam. Don't worry. When the result comes out, you go bow. So, that one advice I'm just going to give to you, aside reading the past question, please write it yourself. Do not just read it. Write. Solve it yourself. Do not say, I don't carry this equation. I don't see an analysis. It takes over. No, don't do that.
It's not a question.
Just make sure you write and solve it yourself. If you don't do that, you will just get to the point like, I read this thing out. Come on. That's what you keep thinking.
And sorry, can I add one thing? You know, what actually makes a first class student is not actually how brilliant you are, maybe from a secondary school or anything. It's like how much work you put into your grades and all of that. So you realize that some people are average students in secondary school and they'll call me and smash it. And we have exceptional students who will call me and think I'm good enough. I can read and pass and they're not getting what they expect. So it's much of like you need to understand your lecturers. You need to understand how you are going to answer their questions. You just need to understand. You just like integrate yourself into that system. Like find a way to mingle with other students, you know, in their older levels. Talk to them. Like know how things work in their department. There are different formulas for different courses and different departments. It's very important. Just stick all the things in.
So I'll quickly buttress on that point. So there is the aspect of me reading and miss. And it really affected my grades a lot, like year one, year two. The kind of educational background I have from my primary to secondary school, it just during exam, once exam is coming, just read, okay, you cram for assimilate one or two stuff there, right? For example. So that when I came to lab though, I had the orientation that almost is in tertiary institution. You can't just have that kind of orientation. That's written. So then I was reading almost every day, back to back, but I was reading a miss. I was reading only textbooks and my notes. I was not going for external sources. And it affected my grades a lot. So I was not up until year two. And I knew that there's something called YouTube that we can read from YouTube. What have I been doing since year one? And I was lamenting a lot that my grades were bad. Because there was this day, I've been hearing about, so sometime in year three, first semester, there was this topic. The topic was really fucking with my head. I just typed it on listening YouTube. It brought out a lot of things. So I clicked on one of the videos, and I found out that this thing that this person is teaching here is where my lecturers get their own information from. So I just the places from right from year one to year three, and it affected my grades a lot. So I would just urge anybody, if you have this kind of background that I had, just try as much as possible. If you can, YouTube, don't joke with YouTube. Don't joke YouTube with YouTube. It's very, very good. Really? It will give
yes.
you.
See,
when I was in secondary school, my sister said that this is where education is high. When you get to university, it's very, very easy. You just go to class and you learn over that by cash that one.
but then you engineering student, you owe Indians a lot.
Any science, Indian I see, I'll tell my certificate
into so I give you. Speaking about ironing down, shout out to Terry, he really helped me.
Oh, Terry.
Yes, Terry, he was in that guy with year four. Cool. Yes, so he's currently in year five. So he gave me his materials for year two, first semester. And I bought just the basic textbooks. Mm-hmm. So after we had bought our textbooks, that was when the lecturer now came to us and said, there's a new edition of their textbook.
Constitutional, right?
Yes, and it's 7,000 naira. I said never. They now said write your names down. You don't know what can happen.
I was a fool. I bought journal.
We lied. Yes, I bought it. We lied up like this.
I told myself that I was not going to buy that textbook. And funnily enough, all the books that Terry gave to me really helped me. And I had more material. So that's why don't be too proud to ask someone for material. That doesn't mean that you don't have it. There are some materials that they are not even publishing them again. Mm-hmm. And they will actually help you. Mm-hmm. So ask people. When people ask them. And one thing is, if I don't know, I'm in arts, but I think I did further math and I know arithmetic progression and this other one, GP, AP, and GP. So, yes, your GP goes up in arithmetic progression in addition.
Cumulative.
But when your GP wants to
draw down,
it's a geometric progression. It's dividing, as if it's dividing by two. So, be careful. Don't be so proud of yourself first semester, other level, and you're sending your parents your results. Just tell them they are doing it because they will expect you to follow up. So
right?
Don't make the same mistake that your predecessors have made. Don't bother sending them results. So in year one first semester, I had 5 A's, 5 points. I was so happy, sent it to everybody. I told my uncle, my mentor that in this school. That was the first mistake I made. Consequence semester.
Yeah,
I have my results have not come out. If they were not even bad, but now I already set
a
out of the A's, I'd already had one B. That means I'm no more 5.0. First semester 200 level. Everything started coming down and now my mind they don't even know now the results are out because everybody should just leave me because I know that 300 level now is going to be worse. Where I'm coming from is better.
Let's just prophesy it to your life. It's going to be better.
300 level is the hardest. Let me just tell you. I'll tell you for free.
I have high hopes, but I know it is the hardest.
I will tell you for free. Second semester.
I'm hoping for the best, but I'm expecting the worst. So don't make that mistake and start telling all your family members.
Level, yes, let me say it for law. I don't know about other people.
For 5 years courses, level.
For 5 year courses,
same thing with me.
Your third level is the hardest year, it's the toughest year. And for law, I'll tell you, like, confront. I just finished third level. It was the top. I think
there are only two of us that can comfortably give this advice. Graduates.
Yeah.
The finalists.
I bet.
So we are doing two like this because we've seen it all.
Actually,
the first level.
It's 300 levels. It's 300 levels. Second semester. Your criminal law, commercial transactions.
Yeah, three.
be wary of it. Conventional city, it looks so simple.
For us, foreign levels,
it looks so simple, but it's so tough. We don't know how the lecturers market. We don't know, but like it's always so bad. It's not always so bad. My only win in year three is I don't have an F. That's the only thing. In city, we have 97 Fs.
So, in one class, we'll enjoy our class again this year. We're just going to sit down with year 44.
In one class, we have 97 Fs. Like, just imagine. Does that mean that we're all on the same
level? I submitted my paper for criminal law.
Yeah.
I saw the lecturer. How was the exam? I don't know, man. See, let me just have my other D. Oh, yeah, let me be going because me, right from the exam, I was already confused. I knew that.
The lecturer asked you.
If
they ask you, that's a sign.
During logic, one of my topics, the lecturer came into the class and I was laughing. You shake people's eyes, you say, you're laughing. Like, so someone asked for extra sheets. You say, what are you writing? Let me see. Extra sheets for this nonsense. Shaking anybody's note, I was just laughing. I was like, I'm only once again, you cannot say this. So, I don't know. Try to was that one is crazy. Like, 45 years ago, I can tell you that. I can categorically tell you that 300 level, you are going to see again. But don't worry, you'll be fine.
See, that thing of peer pressure, too. You enter it. See the issue of group reading. It will enter you. Because you see your guys, everybody, they are in groups. Like, see this guy. He has his own group. They are reading together. You are just there. Only you read it. So you want to like, okay, let me just mingle with these people. It happened to me. A lot of things have happened to me. Year two, I saw that let me mingle with some people because their grades were better. I joined them. My grades, phew, you enter water, you're going there.
Enter lagoon.
Let me show you that.
I had to go back to in my own formal way, but I just had to improvise. So that's just the thing. Find out what works best for you. Especially in the aspect of studying. You will figure out your way. That's just it. Wait, let me ask a question. How many of us have completed our medicals?
I finished mine in 100 levels. That's the best level. That's the best level. That's the best.
They will not take it seriously after year one. The last time I had malaria, I went to medical center. They almost chased me away. I have not even started. I have not even done anything. I don't know what was medical. Then I didn't even know my genotype or anything. I didn't even know.
I missed a lot of classes then just to do the medicals.
I've seen someone that told me that all those classes you took very as priority were not actually issued. I would have done something differently. So me, I was going to class at home. I cannot be going to medical when I was supposed to be in class. So that class was always my priority. That my mommy sent me to this class. This class said I must be there. I don't know, to be honest.
Well, let me just give some extra. There's something called Alpha Base or Baba Blue. That's like our security outfit, security agency, University of Lagos. They have a blue uniform, I mean.
Yeah.
So you see them hanging around, love guarding.
Don't give them money.
They like to beg. Please don't give them money.
Don't give them money.
They will not. They don't have any right to arrest you. Did you get? I don't know if you ever get in trouble. Please stay out of trouble. Especially if you're a law student.
Don't smoke.
Please. I thought they had toxicology test. Even after you do your test, please don't smoke. Please stay out of trouble. As much as you can. It's not worth it. I swear it's not worth it. All these things you do and you would. Or maybe just waste much, like 300 levels, where you know you can maneuver your way. There's, as much as I'm talking about pressure, there's also a lot of peer pressure. Like, we see people doing things and they look cool. We also want to feel cool and join the bad boys or the cool guys. Relax. All these things don't mean anything. Like, to be honest, they don't mean anything. Just find your feet, your standing in the first year. Don't get into trouble. Avoid trouble your first year. As much as possible.
So be careful of who you hang around. Because I have two examples. So firstly was when my friends went to another friend's hostel and they were sitting on her bed. And the host's boyfriend had a problem with one of the friends. And then they started fighting. Okay, I think he asked one of them out and then she gave him a stinker and everything. So they started fighting and they called Alphabet. Because the guy knew Alphabet, so he called Alphabet. when he called Alpha Base did not select the people that they wanted to arrest. They arrested everybody in the room, and then the problem escalated, and then they took them to Sabo. And imagine having that kind of thing in your record. So that is one. Two was my friend, my class rep actually, he just posted it on his status some days ago about how he was in a room with many people and he doesn't smoke, he doesn't do anything.
He's a pastor.
When they were smoking in his room, and then they found out, I don't know, something happened, and then Alpha Base busted them and they took all of them. So imagine if it was the day that they tried to pressure him and say, just even try, like, see what we're talking about. You can't run mad, you can't do this, you can't do that. If it was that day that he did that, because when they rounded all of them up, they took them to medical center and did the drug test for all of them, and they expelled, they rusticated like two people that they found drugs in their blood. So imagine if he had tested it that day, and that was going to be his first and his last time. He was already in trouble, so it was just that drug test that brought him out of it. So when you see people doing things, and you feel like I'm not part of them, but I'll just stay here, run for your dear life, because by the time they will catch all of you people, they are going to round you up together. So they won't just act and think. So be careful where you go to.
And they will try to gaslight you. Even just drugs.
One important thing.
Like alcohol, bad gang, party, even sex. Like people will try to say, you're not in university now, do this thing. If you're not ready, a lot of people, freshers, are not up to 18 yet. So, like, any sex that you're having is rape, to be honest, in case you don't know.
The lawyer speaking.
Whether they consented in your head, in your mind, anybody that is below 18 cannot consent. All these people that are looking for freshers, I saw one tweet that freshers about to enter school, new fishes about to enter. I'm like, are you insane? These poor children, like, some people are not even up to 18 years. They say, hey,
you're very mature.
You look mature. Men will age shame you unless you're
not acting your age. You're not acting your age. The girls my age, they don't speak as mature as you speak.
Don't let anybody gaslight you. If you're not ready, you're not ready. I'm talking to girls. Really, I'm talking to my girls, please.
Every girl your age has more money than you. So don't give them money. I'm saying it as a lady. She has more money than me. Only if she's older, then maybe only if she's younger, sorry, maybe you have more money. But she's your age, she has more money. Her uncles are giving her money, her older brothers, so don't bother. People are just dashing her money for being pretty, for walking on the road, don't invest in yourself, don't invest in another person's daughter because she'll still leave you. You have no business having a relationship in year one.
Like
3 weeks in year one, you already have 2 exes.
I think everybody's complicit in this.
And okay, let me not say God will punish him because he actually did not offend me. He didn't do anything.
I'm all offended.
But when I think about it, I'm like, tell God I wasn't very gullible and I took my time before I made certain decisions. But someone that was my age at that point, someone that was 17, 16, might not have made the same decisions to get. So imagine if someone is 25 and you're 17, that's 8 years, and they're making you do things you don't want to do because you've not had a mind of your own. So be very careful. These guys will tell you, I'm actually, don't listen. Look at all the cars you can see now. All those cars should not matter. You might have 5 cowboys in his account and have a car. Don't worry. Yes. Just face your front and know what you're going for.
I think bottom line is that have a mind of your own. It's very, very important. You should have principles and precepts that guide you. So very, very important.
Let's just give one tip, like for everybody, basically, with the economy, everything is now very expensive. How can you navigate being a broke student in Uniland? Like, how can you manage it?
Think for guys, nobody needs to teach you. You'll figure it out. It's very easy for guys. So I don't know about girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys will always figure it out.
The first time I came out to it, I used to, when I come around, I was going from home to school. So I was not hungry that I wanted to, and I asked him what do you want to, is it the like twist one or normal bread and beans for boys, the boys shop, and like it appointed me to marry, go there, the other side is there. So he's like, don't worry, if you start with the, you know, expensive restaurants, you will come back to normal bread and beans. But it's very, very fine, if you can try out, I can give you some location, do you want to?
They did not pay us.
They did not pay us.
No, don't worry.
But for girls,
CITS do.
For girls, groom your cooking skills. Just learn how to cook the things that you know how to eat.
You don't even have to be the best cook. Just
to
manage.
Just make sure you cook and have your cooking items. Because if you would, they are selling something 500 in your local area. By the time you come to me, like 700, they don't care. You're saying they believe that students are the richest. And if you are cooking and you have, and because I don't think boys bring enough food stuff because they mostly don't cook, and you have a lot of food stuff, so you can actually just sometimes cook and have like one or two male friends in mind.
I found love on the podcast.
So like, since feeding people was like my love language, I used to have like my friends. I was like, oh, I made jollof rice, come and eat. And then, you know, we spent like 2 years in year one, 2 years in year two, COVID strike and everything. Yeah. So it was like ending of year two. One of my friends just walked up and told me that, you don't know what you did for me when you asked me to come and eat, because I actually did not have money, and it wasn't even as if we spent the money. We wanted to start a phone business or something, I don't know what happened, but he just lost a lot of money. I think a dealer gave him the wrong phone or a bad phone, and he sold it to someone, and he had to use his money to replace it, so he didn't have any money at that point in time. And then I just said, I have food, come and eat, and he didn't know what he was going to eat at that moment. And then it was really grateful at the end of the day. So you might be saving a life. Boys don't really know how to cook, so when you're cooking, give them something, you know?
Yeah, and they can also help you out later
in future, you get, so, you know? Yeah, and then true. Try to start something, start a business.
Please,
I had a friend that like pushed me into the business ish because he had a business, and they just said, come and manage my sales pipeline. I didn't know what he meant, but it was paying me 5k in a month. And then
something,
and then people used to give me, I didn't know when boys offered me money, but I was collecting it at some point in time when I knew that it wasn't actually what I wanted, it wasn't part of my grades, and 5k was too small for me to be earning in a month because I was expensive, but I could not manage myself. And I knew if I continued that way, guys would start to entice me. So I started a business. I started a brand and packaging business, and it's been 3 years, and it's going really great. It's actually feeding me, doing these things. Actually, paid for my hotel this year, private hotel. Something, no matter how small, actually start. You don't know where you're going.
Yeah, sorry.
Can you apply me, please?
Can I ask a question, please? I stay in the business of feeding people. I'm very, very.
That's my love language.
You're a graduate.
You can only contribute to the feeding.
You can contribute to the field.
Yeah, I'm only interested in that business. I need employment.
Why not employing people?
Wait. I am hearing we. The pronoun is.
Okay, she's not employing.
Okay,
I'm not employing.
About girls.
Wait, I'm not giving those people.
Sorry, hold on. Yeah. About girls, don't make any lag.
Home.
If I'm in school and I happen to mistakenly losing my hair, until I go back home, I'm going to do all back home until I go back home. Braiding I will do in Oworo for 3,000 naira. I'll come here and do for 15,000 naira. Yeah, I'm like, what's going on? They will say 15k. I said, no, don't worry, thank you. So if you're not starting that, you don't need to do it in school. They always triple is the environment.
So like 2k or 2.5.
Was it not less
braids?
I don't know.
There's
not less braids.
Even normal or back that we do it outside.
My own is
outside. I used to do my hair for 200 naira, 250. I mean, now everything is bad, but like last 500.
500.
Yeah, I was hearing 1.5 in Abule Oja.
They'll tell you 1,000, 1.5.
In Abule Oja, it's 1.5. I'm like, you don't have to, if you don't necessarily need to. Like, you don't have to do your hair. Once you are, you can just go home after like 4 weeks, 2 weeks, go and do your hair at home and come back. Don't do it in this environment. Things are so expensive. I want to give an update to my girl is Yaba. Hey!
Clothes, hair.
If you want to buy clothes, please go to Yaba. From like 6:30.
How do you know this? How do you know this?
Yeah. If you want special advice, you should have refused me.
My fans, please, I don't buy anything.
See, let me give you a
lie. We know this true transformation.
I went to buy jean shorts. I bought female this year.
If you just buy clothes, don't buy all this Arike Priyoda or this Kiko collection.
My name.
You also go to Yaba, they will now add their price.
What am I buying? What iron? I cannot iron.
What am I buying? 3 for 15,000.
I don't know how I survived this year.
Please just go to Yaba and buy clothes. You see a lot. Even if you are coming to school without clothes, just go to Yaba. Like, you see a lot of things. Oppression, you like, don't worry. You will see Ruby Rose, like what they call.
Yeah.
You will see Aliyako. You will see any. You see everybody. They love fashion so much. I mean, I didn't know how to dress when I was in one. There was a kid that insulted me because I didn't know how to dress. I had to start learning, like, how to manage. Also, I was kind of plus size, so, like, I didn't know how to, like, work.
I didn't have to dress, but it's only to dress. See, that's how to do me, you seem like, so, Toby, you sad be like this. Then, I was only wearing one palm slippers. Bathroom, classroom. So, which palm slippers? So, when you can see, almost so, you see, nice sneakers and all of this. Who tell you, so I don't like how that time.
Go to the source. He said, go and buy your clothes in Yaba. Like, in the evening, you will see a lot of cheap things. Don't worry.
See, like, you'll be fine at the end of the day. You struggle in your one year two. But before you get to year three, you'll find your feet. Like, some of us had to get to year three before it's like, okay, so I find our feet and today. So it's like year one and year two, you struggle. Don't worry. And when you're struggling, just know that it's a phase that will pass.
It's just a phase that will go. So yeah, any other?
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Oh yeah, so in light of the economic hardship, right, and you want to navigate your way as a fresher, I'll just tell you this: please, if you're coming from your house, you see that Gary, come with it.
Why not?
Never miss it.
Come with groceries.
That groceries is making it come up. No. It is
garageable.
It is what it is, right? And if you are, if you like conflicts, you like all this thing, get all this stuff because most times, that time you go broke, you will fall back on all of this stuff, the food stuff and all these things, and get them from your house. Don't come and get them from my real company.
Run from Yemi, there's no for staff.
Get it from either machine, get it from anywhere.
Come with your food. So I know people like to do like, they are forming, they don't want to come to school with things. Come with these boxes. And return students, so as you're coming, things are fucking expensive in school. Come with food stuff. It's very important. Once school is doing like this, I'm going to hold my dad like this. I'll collect money to buy things. I will rampage my house. I will bring Gary, bring rice. So please, when you're coming to school, bring things. Things are really expensive. Fill your gas from home. Do your hair. If you don't do any shopping, don't come to school to do it. Don't collect money to do it. You will not be able to make, you don't need to buy half of what you want to buy.
Yeah.
So just do it from your house, whatever it is you want to do.
Create of 3,000.
We eat there, go. What will I eat?
Thank you guys. I had such a great time. Like, this episode was so fun. Thank you guys. I hope you guys are going to come back when we call you.
Yeah, sure.
I hope I eat 10 gold because I called her like last minute and she came. Yeah, thank you so much. We absolutely loved having you on the episode. So, yeah, thank you to our guest calls. Please just listen to our advice and take it accordingly. And it's not one size fits all. Just find the one that would work for you.
Yeah.
We have said our own and our experiences. Like, your own can be different. It may work for you, it may not work for you. Don't come and hold us responsible for anything.
Disclaimer.
Listeners are liable to.
Everybody's liable to whatever the consequences of their actions. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just like personalize whatever it is that we have told you here. Thank you for listening, and we hope you're back on the next episode. Bye. Okay, yeah, we have a merch for the podcast. What's up in the lag? How can you get it?
It's just a short
song. Okay, just reach out to us on social media or any of the hosts. We are What's Up in the Lag on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It can also be just signifying for real. Especially for books, like, you want to know, it's a lot of you have no students, you have everything. I want your own. Okay, well, okay. So if you want books, you can just don't worry. You can't see another perspective. Bye, guys.